T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We, of course, await some resolution on the Deshaun Watson situation. And to go ahead and get the latest on that, we welcome on of Pro Football Network, Aaron Wilson, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Aaron, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Really happy to have you here. I read your piece on potential settlement talks earlier today on Pro Football Network. To start this, what do you think is more likely right now? Peter C. Harvey bestows his ruling via the NFL powers that be, or a settlement between these two sides?
I think it's more likely there'll be a settlement. And reason why, both sides are motivated, and it's gotten to a point now where they've held enough talks that, you know, they've got firm understandings of what the other side is looking for. And this is remaining active today, yesterday, the day before. So they've been working on this, and I think when you have those kind of conversations and there's some progress being made, eventually you have a deal. But obviously, you know, until you have one, you don't have anything, and I don't think that Peter C. Harvey will jump the gun. I think that some back channel way he knows that these talks exist and that he would prefer for there to be a resolution, and I don't think that there's anything, you know, on his plate where he has to rule. I think he will give them some time. If it comes to a point where it's just an impasse and they probably, if the NFL tells him, we'll never do a deal with them, they are not being reasonable, they won't accept a big enough punishment, then sure, it could happen. But they're not at that point. Right now, it's, you know, there's some optimism that's been expressed. And I definitely can tell you this, you know, from the standpoint of the Deshaun Watson side, that's, you know, trying to get his suspension not to be a lengthy one, there's a real concern that Peter C. Harvey could drop the hammer on him and give him a year. And I don't think that's really a surprise to anyone that's listening or to you, but the fact is this guy comes from a prosecutor and then an attorney general background, has extensive history of prosecuting domestic violence and sexual assault cases. He's on the diversity committee for the NFL, helped write the personal conduct policy that they're using, was a designee on the Ezekiel Elliott case. And you look at the fact that he advertises on his website that he's affiliated with the NFL. So he's obviously very proud of that, and that's good for his business and his law firm. So none of that says anything about a guy that's going to be lenient at all on Deshaun Watson.
When we talk about Peter C. Harvey, aren't we effectively, though, talking about the NFL?
Essentially. I mean, he's a close partner of the NFL. He doesn't work for the league, but he's in business with the league. And I think, you know, it's an important distinction. But the fact is, yeah, he's someone that they consider acceptable, or he doesn't get this assignment.
Aaron, what do you think right now is the biggest thing standing between a settlement with the NFLPA and the NFL?
Well, the NFL would like it to be 12 games, and that's something of a, you know, I would say, though, a sticking point for them, for the Deshaun Watson camp, because, you know, you're already at 6 games, so you're going to double the suspension, and I think that that's, you know, a lot to think about, you know, to double your suspension. Yes, you would get to play some football this year, but not much, and to limit him to 5 games instead of, you know, being able to play the majority of the season, 11 or 9 games, I think it's tough to swallow. But I think at the same point, too, you know, the very real possibility of missing the season, that's out there. And you just can't know how Peter C. Harvey's going to rule. Would he double the suspension just on a, you know, on the appeal? Maybe. That's just a possibility. But I think it's going to, you know, be a tough, you know, call for them to accept the 12 games. It doubles, heavy fine, and then that's it. And he's out here for several months, and then he gets to come back at the end of the year. It's better than no football at all. And for him financially, getting the suspension done this year is important. If it was to go into next year with an appeal, it's very expensive because that's when he's due a lot of money and the contract would toll. So he's better off, even if it's a bad deal, in their view, taking the 12 games of getting that done.
Aaron Wilson of Pro Football Network joining us on the hotline here, breaking down the latest on the Deshaun Watson situation. Another situation that's out there for the NFL is the Alvin Kamara situation. In terms of that process, is how likely is that situation to bleed into next year for the NFL and Alvin Kamara?
Right. Not super close to that one, but have heard that that's a strong possibility that that will not be adjudicated quickly enough in the NFL. Be able to rule on that this year. So, yeah, my expectation with Kamara is it's next season.
So, for that, how much is, from the NFL side of things, when we talk about, and I know that domestic assault or domestic violence and sexual assault are not exactly one for one, so I don't want to try and make it sound that way, but how much is riding for the NFL on the outcome in a quick and expedient resolution for Deshaun Watson when it comes to future instances of violations that like sexual assault and domestic violence?
Right. Well, the reason they have the policy beyond the fact of, you know, they have, in essence, you know, some sense of right and wrong and, you know, wanting to have some standards, right? But it's primarily a policy that you have for to set an example and to hope that you won't have other players, you know, get in trouble. And for, you know, very much public relations reasons. Could you have a league where it's a very much a sliding scale, and if a guy basically, if they're, you know, not in jail and they're a citizen of the United States, but they're eligible to play, you put them on the field? There have been teams like that in the past that, you know, would very quickly put guys on the field or not cut guys, especially if they're talented. You have sort of a sliding scale. Some players can get a DUI and some players can't. Some players can, you know, have a domestic situation and some can't. I covered the Baltimore Ravens for a long time. They have a different policy after Ray Rice. But for years, you know, if you were an important enough player like a Ray Lewis, a Jamal Lewis, Terrell Suggs, and some others, and the Bengals too, you know, in your state, where they had a kind of different standard, and the Raiders at one point. But you can do it that way, but the league wanted it to be fairly uniform and not have a lot of guys with, you could say, questionable behavior or questionable allegations surrounding them, playing for them. And I think it'd be difficult for the league to look soft on this one. They took a lot of criticism. They worry about losing sponsors. And they do have a lot of female fans, and they have a lot of male fans that are fired up about this one. And it's a very controversial situation. At the same time, innocent until proven guilty was never charged with a crime by two Texas grand juries and settled the lawsuits. And as Judge Sue Robinson said, only circumstantial evidence. I've been told by law enforcement and many others, no audio, video, or DNA evidence exists. It's just, it's he said, she said. It's a bunch of them. And, you know, he's been limited in his apology expressions, probably for legal reasons. And I think all that language that he gave the other day, that was all approved, and that was with the in-house radio network. I mean, that was essentially like almost like a video press release. When you look at Deshaun and what he can do, eventually there'll be a second act and they'll be able to do a lot. But I think until it's all, you know, adjudicated, you can't really have the PR apology tour the way Michael Vick did. And one thing that helped Vick a lot, guys, is that he had really, I feel like, you know, he showed a lot of contrition and he got a lot of good advice and he, you know, poured himself into trying to become a spokesman, you know, work with the ASPCA and change his ways. I don't know if that's essentially what's going to happen, and we're in a different era. I think that it's a difficult situation for the league. It's awkward, and it's tough for everyone. It's for the Browns, for their fans. They're asking everyone to, you know, accept it, and it's difficult. To me, you know, and I know Deshaun, I don't know all that happened, you know, that sort of thing. I'm not saying that. I just know that, you know, I've been around him for 4 years in Houston and found him to be a really great guy. And I've been to a lot of his charity events, had been around him in some social situations, and really like, you know, everything about him in terms of just my interaction with him. But, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And, but, you know, that's kind of, it's very much, he falls into kind of a gray area where the NFL is setting themselves up as a court, as in essence, when, you know, they're not really a legal entity. But that's what the conduct policy is. And, you know, understanding the reasons behind the policy is important as understanding the policy. And there's a reason why they have it. And, you know, this is an unprecedented situation. And they hope that they'll never have to deal with something like this again, to answer your original question. But, you know, I think that they feel like if they don't make an example of him, then it's not going to be, you know, good for the next situation. And they'll obviously, people will write columns about it, and they'll, you know, be hammered on social media and all those things. And not just, you know, in other cities, but I'm sure there'll be some criticism in Cleveland and some backlash. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think at the very least, he's going to miss a large chunk of the season. And if that's not enough punishment for some, then eventually it will blow over. But I don't think that it will be the end of the world for the NFL or the Browns. Or, you know, really for all involved, if he served a 6 games or 10 games or 12 games. I just don't really see how that's going to be this huge deterrent. I don't think something like this kind of situation identically is going to happen. But you never know. Stranger things have happened. But in my opinion, the conduct policy, you know, I understand why they have it. But I think that, you know, I'm not setting these guys up as role models. In my opinion, sports is entertainment. It's also a business. And how do you actually help your league by taking one of your best players off the field? But, you know, that's just an opinion. I'm, you know, just weighing in on it. But I think you could make the argument that you're actually hurting your own product if you suspend one of your better players. But obviously rules are rules. They won't want to have double standards and that kind of thing. But there are double standards. If he wasn't Deshaun Watson, he wouldn't have the contract that he has, and he would have been cut a long time ago by a team with these kind of accusations. Lesser players that get any kind of arrest generally are, you know, cut from the team.
Follow this man on the Twitter machine at @AaronWilson_NFL. Aaron, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Great talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.